are number one in our division, but we still have a championship game to play next week.
Well, it was a great game today. But poor Scotty Hubbard breaking his ankle. That was terrible.
Yeah, now we're down to 9 players. If anyone else wimps out with a broken bone, we'll have to forfeit the game.
Take it easy, Al. Scotty won't want you to be all choked up like this.
Carol, Al's right. Totally insensitive, but right. We gotta get another player before the big game.
How? All the good players are already taken.
Yeah, where are we gonna find somebody now?
Anyway, let's go in the kitchen, grab some sodas, and see if we can think of a kid in Port Washington who's not already on a team.
Hey, dude, I know it's painful, but once you hock that thing up, it'll all be worth it.
Mark, are you trying to say you want to be on the team, or should I get your inhaler?
No, I want to play.
Well, why don't you just say something?
Well, because they'd laugh at me. I mean, everyone thinks I'm just a bookish little computer nerd.
Why?
Well, because I am a bookish little computer nerd. But I want to be more than that. Behind this anemic exterior beats the heart of a lion. Ow.
Well, Mark, if you want to play baseball, you have to tell someone. You know, it's time that you stand up for yourself and be a man.
Really?
Yeah. And Mommy's going to help.
Well, what about that kid who lives down the street? What's his name? Tommy Jenkins. What about him for the team?
Tommy Jenkins?
Yeah.
He's as blind as a bat, pigeon-toed, and he throws like a girl.
I have an idea. What about Mark playing on the team? What's Tommy Jenkins' phone number?
Let me look it up.
Wait. What's wrong with Mark?
Forget it, Mom. It's not important.
Yes, it is. Every kid who wants to play baseball should be given a chance.
Well, you know, Carol, that's a really, really good theory. And let's you and I go in the other room and discuss that theory, okay? You kids just, you know, mingle. Are you nuts?
What?
You want me to put Mark on the team, honey? He hasn't played baseball in his entire life.
Well, that's because no one ever gave him a chance.
Well, there's a reason for that. He got tennis elbow combing his hair.
Come on, Frank. Are you trying to say that you'd rather win a kid's baseball game than make a positive difference in a young man's life?
This is a trick question.
You're his stepfather. He looks up to you. He adores you. If you don't give him a chance, who will?
Oh, appealing to my sense of decency and fair play. How low will you go?
So, you gonna let him be on the team?
Yeah, let him be on the team. But don't expect him to get much playing time, honey, because face it, the kid is a klutz.
He's not. Excuse me, but my glasses seem to be stuck to my sweater. Wow!
Well, they don't play in sweaters.
I can't believe the newspaper would print something like this about women. I'd like to go down there and stick that editor's head in a pencil sharpener.
Now, Karen, that's not the way you deal with people. We just have to write a reasonable letter to the editor, calmly stating our difference of opinion. All right, now, how does this sound? Dear sexist pinhead.
I like it.
All right, the Foster babes. Light up a kitchen like fine linoleum.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
I'm writing a letter to protest an editorial in the newspaper.
Yeah, some clown at this rag says women in the military shouldn't be in combat.
Women shouldn't be in combat because they can't handle stress as well as men.
You want to talk about handling stress? Try being me for a day. Getting up at 6 in the morning, fighting your way through a back-breaking session of moisturizing, manicuring, pedicuring, and hairstyling, then putting on makeup until your arms fall limply at your side from sheer exhaustion.
Wow. Beauty is hell.
Karen, let me handle the women's side before you lose us the vote.
Look, the bottom line is women cannot fight in combat because they're weaker. You guys couldn't even handle a night of guard duty. You'd be crying like a baby for your beauty sleep.
There's only one way to settle this. Let's make a bet to see who can last the longest without sleep. the men or the women.
Fine. Whoever cracks first admits theirs is the weaker sex. You in with me, Cold Man?
Well, I'm not by nature a competitive person, but, you know, that 14 hours of sleep I've been getting today might be cutting into my leisure time. What the heck, I'm in.
Okay. Mark, what do you know about hitting?
Everything. Hitting is merely physics. A real-time application of Newtonian dynamics. Force equals mass times acceleration.
You ever swung a bat?
Never. What a geek.
Al, gotta give him a chance here, okay? All right, Mark. I want you to take this bat stand right there, and I'm gonna pitch some real easy batting practice.
You got it, Coach. All right, Coach, give me the high heat.
Mark, just relax, okay? Now swing level and don't grip the bat quite so tight. Okay. Here it comes.
Sorry, Coach.
Okay. Let's just skip hitting and move right to fielding. Grab a mitt and I'll throw you some balls.
Great idea, Coach. Defense is my forte. They call me the human vacuum cleaner.
Okay, Mark. The ball is hit, and you catch it. And you catch it. You catch it. Okay, hey, tell you what. Why don't you take a break for the rest of the day?
Good idea, Coach. Great workout.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Dad, Mark is a disaster. He can't hit. He can't field. He can't do anything.
Yeah, I know. I figured he was going to be bad. He's not even good enough to be bad.
What are we going to do? You promised Carol he could be on the team.
But I didn't promise that he would play in the game.
Oh, right, Dad. Like Carol's going to let you get away with that.
You want Mark to play in the game, but you've got to see this from my side.
Oh, I know what your side is. You would rather hurt Mark's feelings than risk losing some stupid kid's baseball game.
Oh, honey.
You know, this is just the kind of thing that could scar Mark for life. When you don't even give a kid a chance, it's like you're telling him you think he's a loser. Then he starts believing he's a loser, and pretty soon he doesn't even try anymore.
Carol, I don't want to hurt Mark. But there are 9 other kids on this team who have busted their butts all season to get in this championship. Believe me, this game is just as important to them as it is to Mark.
Well, I still say it's not fair. Who is it?
Mark.
Oh. Come on in, honey.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Coach.
Mark, you don't have to call me Coach at home.
Oh, I insist. It's a matter of respect. I'm really grateful to you for giving me the chance to play. And tomorrow, when I'm out on that baseball field, I'm going to say, this is the greatest moment of my life. And I owe it all to Frank Lambert.
God bless you, Coach.
Come on, Karen. You've got to keep moving.
I've been up 36 hours. I need sleep.
No, you don't. You need to get your blood circulating. You do some stretching exercises, and I'll get us some more caffeine. Caffeine is our friend.
Right here. You've got to get a hold of yourself.
I can't take this anymore. If I don't get some sleep soon, I'm gonna cry.
Don't you dare. We wouldn't want to give JT that satisfaction. That would we?
No.
No, he said women cry under stress.
take it anymore. I'm so tired. I just want to go night-night.
Aw, there, little cuz, dude. If you want to go to sleep that bad, why don't we just call off the bet?
No way. Dude, I did it. Oh, my God. I've been trying to get this Rubik's Cube thing for years.
It's like this no sleep thing has really, like, helped out my brain.
You mean the less sleep you get, the smarter you get?
Totally. Like, just this morning, I figured out that the international dateline isn't a 900 number. And then now, the Rubik's Cube. It's like my brain is this giant satellite dish sucking up all the infomercials of the universe. Wait a minute. Incoming. Dude. E does equal MC squared. Oh, man. That Einstein dude was right.
So, how's it going, men? Ready to give up?
Are you kidding? This no sleep thing has opened the doors of perception to me. I figure if I stay up another week, I'll have that whole Stonehenge dealie figured out. Then I'll be ready to face the real problems plaguing mankind. Like male pattern baldness.
Cubs, I want you to get out there and really have some fun. Okay?
Yeah!
Coach is right. Remember to have fun. Because this game is just a fleeting moment in the grand scope of a timeless universe. I am getting totally deep. Come on, little bat dude, let's go get the equipment ready.
Dad, I am begging you. You can't let Mark play.
Look, Al, I know this is hard for you to understand, okay? But there are more important things than a baseball game.
Well, then we might as well just forfeit, because if he plays, we'll lose.
No, listen. I've been really thinking about this, okay? You guys are much better than the Lions. So all you have to do is go out there and run up a big lead. And then I'll put Mark in when you got the game in the bag.
Bottom of the ninth, and the Cubs are trailing by one run. And now there's only one out with a man on second base.
Come on, Todd, get a hit!
Ready whenever you need me, Coach. And I'm really fresh because I haven't been in the game yet.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Mark. And believe me, I'm just looking for the right opportunity to send you in.
I respect your strategy, Coach, but it's the bottom of the ninth. And it seems to me we may be running out of opportunities.
Look, Mark, I'm not sure you're aware of this, but it is a baseball tradition that any kid who doesn't play in a championship game gets a new bike.
Gee, Coach, I'd really like a new bike, but not as much as I want to play in the game. Well, you see, I want to grow a bike in a few years, but the memory of playing in the big game will last a lifetime. See, years from now, I'll look back on this day and know I was a somebody.
I see what you mean.
Right three, you're out.
I'll tell you what, you take your bat and you hit for David, all right?
Yes! No! You can't put him in. He stinks.
Look, now, Billy, this is the right thing to do. And when you're an adult, you'll understand.
No! You can't put him in. He stinks!
Now batting for the Cubs, Mark Foster.
Coach, I say what goes here. Now you're up. Go for it.
But the crowd was booing.
Forget the crowd.
I can't because they're right. They know I stink, and I'll just hurt the team. As much as I want to play, I don't want to do that.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
Back to the bench. I'm not good enough to play.
Says who?
Well,
There seems to be a consensus forming out in the stands.
Look, you're part of this team. And the coach told you to go in there and bat. So do it.
But what if we strike out? That'll be embarrassing.
Not as embarrassing as getting your teeth knocked out by your stepsister. You get that bony little butt in the batter's box.
Right, batter up.
You know, you're okay.
Thanks, Ted.
Mark Foster coming back to the plate with two outs. Tying run on second base.
This kid blows it, you're dead meat, Lambert. You hear me? We're going to tar and feather you.
Boom! No, pal, we might have to leave here very, very quickly. Remember, the quickest way to the truck is right through center field and over the fence. See if I can find the keys. You can warm up the truck for Dad.
Come on, concentrate. It's just physics. Ball speed, 42.7 miles per hour. Bat weight, 28 ounces. Optimum angle of impact, 85.29 degrees. Wind factor out of the southwest, 6 knots. Okay, meat. Bring it.
Fell asleep at the same time.
Guess the bet's a tie.
Aren't you totally zonked too?
No way. I never felt better. No, the great truths of the universe been coming at my brain from left and right. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes a big one. The meaning of life one. Phew. The meaning of life is...
Well, we can wake Cody up and get the meaning of life, or we can go for pizza.
Pizza!